Simon Pei Tess, the base. So the Mechaba speaks about a case where one ate gvina, and now he wants to eat basa. So the halacha is, ach gvina, mutalech halacha basa miyad. But what do I need to do? Is there anything I need to do in between? I don't have to wait, but do I have to do something? So the Rambam holds that between gvina and basa, one needs to do kinuach v'hadacha. Rabbi Tamos, you don't even need to do kinuach v'hadacha. This vet writes, Avalim acham ikoydem hachalav gvina chadasha, shalei avra levav chadasha chomine chalav, mutalachom yad basa achrav, fil baisi suda atzma, and the kinuach v'hadacha liyad v'lepiv. So this vet is writing that if it's in the same suuda, right, he's going to sheet that you can eat in the same suuda. So if you're eating in the same suuda, then you need to do kinuach v'adacha to the yadav and piv. The chesam seifa in Pashas Vayera, over there he writes that Ulechari says if the Pashas of the Pasi was seen that first the malachim ate the chema, the chalav, and afterwards the basa. So he says, because the Medrash says later on, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to give him the Torah, he says you couldn't even kaim it because you guys couldn't keep the basa v'chalav. What type of taina was that, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said to Malachim, what do you need the Torah for? You had a simple task of not eating basa v'chalav, you ate basa v'chalav by Avram. So where was the basa v'chalav? They first ate the gvina and then they ate the basa. So he says, Tzar chloima. It says, the Tzar chloima, the mikomagam bi'inon, kinuach. Vein kinuach el bepas. Velechem lehevi al dei shepesanid of lehe kinuach. And we basa v'chalav. Comes to the malachim, we're not zeichet to the Torah, because they didn't do the kinuach v'adacha. That's what comes out.
Possibly, you could say like the Zohar, maybe the hell.
Okay, Kobe. Right, I'm saying that.
And there's no kinuach v'adacha?
Because kinuach, the Gemara says, ain't kinuach al bepas. There's no pass. Okay, so Agamara, what you do see is at least in the same Suda, and perhaps even after the same Suda, you may have to do kinuach v'adacha. There's a machlekes, a poiskim, if there's a seder to the kinuach v'adacha. The Beis Yosef and Kufayin Gimel and the Shach over here, the Pri Chodesh, and others discuss, is there a seder to it? The Levush writes that Yosef Tov Liya is called Echa Ve'echad Fnei Atzmei, the Kinuach and the Adach Shvi separately. Right. What did Shach say about the Seyda Advar? Sivkot Nir Aleph. Hagos Maimnes V'Shem Maram Shein Tzoch L'daktim K'noch Peva Adoch El Eidzimem Shiyer Tziyaktim. Shem one you want, you can do first. That's what the Shach says. And that's in Sivkot Nir Aleph. And in Sivkot Nir Gimel. Lav Davka Duhudin V'Kaneh Emakdim Adoch. Right, so Chumash goes out to Sivkot Nir Aleph. So Shach says you can do either way. Now, and that's what it's before from many Paiskim that there's no Seder to it. Now, the Kinuach, what's the Kinuach? Kinuach is that you need to, can I just chew the bread, or I need to swallow it? If I just split it out, it's much more I need to, right? Peschachuba, I say, Sheyilo is a Paschkos, Brita, the Kinuach is a Yivla Davka. Loishalo is a Pele. But it's not enough just to chew the bread, but you need to swallow the bread. You need to swallow the bread. The Pischachuv brings down from the Pritaya. And the Pischachuv, as I say, the Prima Godem, the Siv Sedas, Asid Bey, seems to be Makel. Right? He says, and it tells him Abraham of a hipper but lay a oi pilot khamash was a khab lay is am a kinu khbelisa just need to chew it, you don't need to swallow it. That's Pesach Jews is even Blavach, you have the issue of Hefzer Eichlin. Hefzer Eichlin, which you have to know. If I'm doing it for a purpose, why is that called Hefzer Eichlin? What's the name by Hadacha? Hadacha, where I'm rinsing my mouth out. So then, do I need to swallow it over there? That's not so clear. Maybe over there it's not talking just to gargle. To read. You don't have to. Into there. How about if one drinks, vinegar, then it's either see that and washing in. So that may depend on if you, the Gemara makes a chiluk between yom and laila. We make a chiluk between day and night. And the other means, how about if we use forks, right? So that's also the days between the paiskim over here. Pesach Teshuva is Dalid. Also discusses that. I bear it, Shem Pri Chodesh, Prim God, and because the Nochon Lachem with Dover Shem, but no, that is Dalid. I think he brings it down. Maybe not. Okay, but that's also a question of the paiskim. If you use forks or spoons or whatever it is, you're not touching it, so would there be a din of Netilas Yadayim? Definitely, if it's not a terchas, then you will be fine. Someone drinks milk. You drink milk, so is there a din kinuach over there? Netilas Yadayim. Or you have a cup of milk. So lechayra. If you drink milk, so this head that we mentioned before said, "Im ochami koydim hachalav." Smash the same thing as also by chalav. I mean, chalav mutalach ol miyabazacher. We either knuch v'adachas. Smash. We still need to look. As before, even by shaisa, you need to do netilas yadayim, which is a chiddush. You hold a cup of milk. Does not greasy. You don't touch it or.
So
kinuach, right? No, okay, so maybe not. Depends on the thicker milks, right? Maybe the milks were thicker, or even you have by us also, you have 1%, 3%, 7% of face. So maybe a thicker milk sticks in the mouth, and you need more than just to rinse it out. I'm saying I would guess like what you're saying, but maybe we could squeeze it. Let's say one does not have with what to be mekaneches bif. So it's enough to brush your teeth or to floss your teeth or to do something like that. So the chayr would depend. Why are we b'chal doing kinuch v'adacha? Right? Let's say flossing your teeth. Is flossing your teeth alone enough? Well, if after eating gvina, there's no chashash of gvina ben hashinayim, obviously. So what's flossing your teeth gonna help? That's the Dibur Makil in Chelek Hei Simem Zayin. He talks says this: the zed the tzar kinuch loev mishma gvina shben hashinayim, mishma oichal hanidbak chanichayim that got stuck on the palate. Shuachecha samach lemalim mibesabliyot. It's as it's going down. That's what we're worried about. V'chein bargash kol adam shek sh'oich l'meizu dav misdabek tzas v'cheich ayde alu yis l'sham. When you're chewing, you get stuck over there a little. V'nikar sh'naim v'dav b'fnei atzmi ki b'zeh akol if you amidus sh'naim b'peo adam. Right, so he says that the nikar sh'naim is not going to help you out. And he mentioned, and that was the Taz talks about nikar sh'naim that's besides kinuch v'adacha. By Gvina Kasha, he mentions it. By Gvina Kasha, because maybe then there's a chashash that Bein Hashinayim. However, if you take a look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Nafla, there is a mashmayis that we are worried about the Gvina being stuck between the teeth, and therefore it would do something. You can come in. Wait. No, bro. The Gra seems to go with the Shita that you only have to do either whatchamacallit, eat like the Rashba, either Kinoch or Hadacha, based on how he learns the Sugi over there. Now, the Ramah is a chalik between different types of cheeses. It's a chalik between hard cheese and soft cheese. And the Taz is Meirich on this. Taz is not so excited about this whole thing. Like we mentioned yesterday in Seder, that hard cheese is cheese which is hard, very hard, which Bais can bring down that you need to like cut it with a saw or something to break into it. It's a hard shell around it, and the simen to it, the yishun, the aging and the worms is all a simen to such cheeses. But the alf base is that the cheese has to be hard, and the Paiskim, the Yadhuda, and others learned that it's only if it wasn't melted. So if you're melting it onto your bread, making pizza with it, so it won't be a problem. So maybe a problem if you grate it and you eat it in your salad. But if we take a look, the svara that they're coming onto is the svara of shumen, that leads over a shumni taste. So that lechair is only if taka, it's a hard cheese that leads a shumni taste. As far as I know from asking people that ate Parmesan cheese, they told me it did not leave a shumni taste. So therefore, as far as I am concerned, I think Parmesan cheese, also you do not need to wait 6 hours. However, there may be other cheeses which I'm not so familiar with that you would need to. Speak to Yudi. You worked in a cheese factory. Okay. Now the Ramo writes, "B'yesh machmir afilu bebasach gvina, chein nagin." Okay, that's that. Now, chalav and basa in the same suda. So that we mentioned that there are those that are chashish for the zayir, and they won't do it, and therefore some will even wait. Rav Moshe Feinstein Tshuva Or Chaim Chedek Alef Simukuf Samach Tzim Beshvuas says She'ena Minik Davke B'Suda Achas Hu Mishun Lechol V'Basa Af V'Moichol Chol V'Koydim Yesh Ein Eichlem B'Suda Achas Chen L'Rotzul Hanik She'yasa Davke B'Suda Achas Os L'Chosh, maybe you'll forget, you'll eat the basa first. Therefore, it's better to have the minig to after eat the chol to make a bracha, and then later eat the basar. Okay. Fine. Fine, Sif Gimel. Ochel Tavshul Shabasa. One ate a Tavshul Shabasa. Tavshul Shabasa is like a cooked potatoes in a fleshig pot, and there was no shishim in the fleshig against the potato. So midin, the potato is fleshig. Now, this machlokes is over there. We saw how to learn the sugi over there in Rav Nachman. The nafkmina is if you need to wait between a tavshil shabbos and tigvina. And here it's machlokes. Seems to be machlokes mechaber Ramah. According to Ramah with Machmir, a tavshil shabbos has the din like the basa itself. Therefore, the marak, the soup of the basar, so chicken soup, is like the chicken, and therefore you would have to wait. It's mevor from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Ramah, that is pasha that after eating basar mamish, then it's also to eat a tavshil shogvina. And it's mistabra, that since he ate basar, he ate real basar, so there's a chshash of that basar being banishinayim. Or that the tam babas is in the mouth. So then we ask it even a tavshil shogvin over there. It's more of a chshash. What's the din if, let's say, I cooked a parva food in a milchiga pat ben yoimai? A parva pat in a milchiga pat ben yoimai. Is a mutter to eat that if they ate basar? I had a meat sandwich. Now I eat some pasta that was cooked in a benyame pat. So if we would consider this a meichel shal, knows what I'm asking, is this considered a meichel shal, a tafshal shal gvina, that we don't do if the basar? The answer is that we learned earlier that even though the Ramah may be machmir by not the bishal, not to eat it with the other type, so therefore not to eat the pasta with the meat sandwich, but in the Chuvis Tuv Tam V'Das, in Madur Gimel, Psem Kopei Gimel, he writes, that in Bad it's the Dova Pasha that it's Mutta. V'loy Tev Man the Chosh L'Issachah, he says, Pasha that it will be Mutta. It's brought down in the Darkei Tshuva. And that's what seems to be the meaning that even if I ate Basa, then I could even lechatchila eat this tafshal, and I can even cook the pasta in the pot, knowing that I'm going to be eating it within the 6 hours after the basa. That's mata. He sort of brings a chiddush from later on Simon Tzadihei, that the Rama over there speaks about eating the fish that was cooked in the Ka'ara Chalavi with the basa. Right, eating it now with the basa. So he says he should have brought a bigger chiddush. Should have brought a bigger chiddush and said it's also to eat the fish that was cooked in the Ka'ara Chalavi even after the basa. Why dafka with the basa? Even after the basa. So you see from there that it's mutter. And the reason is, like we said, that the tam that's meishach in the be is a weak tam. And to begin with, it's daimitzalei nach barnat. And therefore, meikar din will be mutter to eat afterwards, gvina even. But since there's tam basa in the kedera, since there's tam basa, so therefore, we guys are to basar. No, it's by not. Everyone sees that it's not. You're not eating the gvina. You're not eating the gvina. It's just something that was cooked in the milk of the pot, so then it's not a problem. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. What was the case
of time when you're not eating together? Right.
Yeah.
After the level was up to have another one. Right. Okay. The Rama writes, "Miu im ein basa b'tavshol, rakshen zbash b'kder basa." Matalachal achav gvin, right? Ve'im by minig lachmer. The achrayim is, what do you mean? You can even eat it with gvin itself. So what's even mechashtas? So the emphasis is that the Rama holds only b'di'evet you could. The Rama himself holds b'di'evet. So that you can answer, because if we take a look at the Ramah later on, he says v'haminig l'isser. So he's writing that it's a minig l'isser. Over here he's going me'ikra din, that's a chatchil matatiri afterwards gvina. So that's what he's going on. But the Prima Golem says that Nechnami, according to Rama, is not Shver. But the Rama is coming off the Beis Yosef in Simikovayin Gimel, and the Beis Yosef is Matan Nat, but not even Aide Bishel. So on the Beis Yosef, it's a question. So they give different tirutzim to explain the chiddush of the different like kimtis. The Bach writes over here. The Bach is going on Sifdal. The Bach writes, "Inami hocha meirikishin is bash v'kder shabasish lehudach yafa." There must have been a case where it was cooked in a pot that wasn't washed well. The v'kitzas ma'moshi shalisser. V'af agav the bottle who be miuta, even though the bottle be miut. Kamagam asal la'ochli b'cholav le'itiray al nat barnat. What the Bach is saying is interesting chiddush, saying that perhaps that which we were mat there, the Rama was mat there later on, is dafka not by not we were mat there that you could eat. But where the some mamashes of the chalv, maybe that ready not to. So that's what Rama is telling us over here. That even though, and we're talking about where it's batal b'meuta, he's not where it's batal b'meuta. Even though it's batal, still the Rama is telling us that will be mutter, which is similar to what the shach in Sifkat and Yudet says, right? The hashminach, the mutalach, gvina achikach, haino afilins bash b'kdeish leutzcha yafa, the evikitzas mamash shal iser, the chay gav na'asal lachlem gvina kivur l'sham shari hacha, and the prechadish answers this also. Now, like we said, the Bach is taking on that it's batal b'miuta, and still there's a chiddush over here. The Chacham Zadim writes, "Im ein basa b'tavshul rakshin is bash b'kder shal basa, av b'shlehudach yafa, mutalach achro gvina, v'ein by minig lachmer." There's no meaning to be machmer. Doesn't really tell us too much more than that. If it's bat or not. However, Rav Moshe Yerdei Chedi Beis Mechavav, he writes, "V'gam b'tav shul metzino sh'av sheish b'tam ha'oisroi, even though it has tam to asrit, k'moy ben nizbah shul b'gder shul basa sh'lehudach sheish k'tzatz ma'moshe shal iser, sh'as alechal im gvina, k'mokam shari lecha achrov k'mefurish b'shach." So Moshe is mashma over there. That he's talking about that even if there's no shishim, and that's why it's mashma in the Beis Meir, I think. He's chaylik on the shach, but it's mashma like that in the Beis Meir. And look at the Pesach Yeshuv Sifkat in Zion. I'm bar hatim shem shach, when near the Ratzalim, I feel him ain't shishim negra, he toyach be'en. Shab negde, the lavka again. Hadrukosh the duchta, what's the chiddush? See, he clearly learns also, even if there's no shishim. Ulfize pshita, the tavshah shahusim by ma'at shumin. Mutalach achro gvina. Afim loa yashishim negra shumin. Case reisi, besef beislachim yudah, shikas with the reshach. When nearly davkashe, ain't no nicin tamma mashis. So it's clearly a big machlekes over here. How to learn the shach? Is there shishim or no shishim? Rav Moshe seemed to have learned that there's no shishim. But then the question is, so how much is there?
Is shuman different than like actual pieces of meat?
Shuman is a din like the shuman is a chedek of the animal. It's mamash meat. So, and what's the reason for this? Like, what all of a sudden a big change over here if you learn like these achrayim? That even if there's no shishim, so then when not? But like I said, some learn that the Prima Gaudium says the first, the Chvan is battle b'shishim. Ayin shleir chutzu yafa. That's what others learn. So the Yad Yehuda uses the Lashon, the ain kavanose klal lechose, in ligza b'shle lecho achar gvina. It sounds like, again, you have to, it still needs more, I mean, magdir, if it's possible, I don't know if it is, but it sounds like a vart of einim schaven. I have no intention for this chalav that's there, or this basa that's there, we're talking about basa, this basa that's there. I'm not schaven for it at all. So there are some cases where it's clear, you know, like we said in the dining room, if they're serving chicken or meat with some gravy, and then the right next to it is a pot of rice that was cooked parive, and someone took the spoon, he shook it off, whatever, and there's still a little moisture, and he scoops out some rice. So then, over there, you're not mischaven at all for that, even if, let's say, in your portion of rice, there's not shishim against that fleshy gravy or whatever it is that's on your rice. It's in, you only want to eat the rice. It's in his chavim. You just want a portion of rice to fill yourself up and go weiter.
He needs to shake it off.
What if the people? Whatever it is, pick whatever case you want. So once there's enough gravy that makes it taste better, I can't imagine it's in his chavim. So I'm trying to give a case where there's not that much, but still there's not shisha. You have to figure out the. What? As I'm saying, I can't give you a clear getter. It's been mamish enim schaven. It's a game for restaurants. People call up all the time. Yes, it's on go to in this restaurant, and it's becheskes chalavi, right? What does it mean becheskes chalavi? The potatoes, the French fries, are becheskes chalavi. So if they're frying it in the same oil that they fry milchiger things, then there's no becheskes chalavi. That's chalavi because. That's the chicken soup is there. I'm saying it's the cheese soup. But if ches chalvi just means because we might have used the same utensil or something, might have a little might have spritzed into the oil or something like that. So then good. So don't eat it with fleshing, but it's not gonna be a problem to eat it after fleshing.
Chayra.
Yeah. What?
Similar concept maybe to Tima. So you eat a tiny bit, it doesn't make you
flesh. Yeah, but that's a different part. It's because you're not swallowing it by Tima. Over here, I'm swallowing it. That's the machalikis if you're swallowing it. By what? By Leisa, where you're not swallowing it?
Leisa as well, yeah.
You're not swallowing it over there.
That's, no, I was talking about
Tima. Tima, you're not swallowing it either. You're taking it on your tongue and spitting it out. There is a sheet that holds even by swallow a small man, but. Okay, but
there was a chashash to see the
possibility
of
Shinaim
or Shuma. So, where's
it going to
be either
of them? Yeah, but we find by Tavshash Shabbos, there's no real chashash, no meat on the Tavshash Shabbos. The meaning already extended to all that.
Have you had enough tree of a muffin?
So you can't eat it with flesh unless you know it's bottled, but you can't even.
But well, why can't you eat it with
flesh? If it's not bottled?
No, once you cook it, there's nothing left. It's good muffins.
This milkier stuff there, it's going into your muffins.
Yeah, but why is that different than any char or is not
a kunach? That
what? We're talking about. Why is that not like a mukhik?
Has to be an enemy's coming for him, saying it can't be a lot.
It wasn't scum, we didn't
like that. Okay, so I'm saying, fine.
No, this is what I was trying to clear, is that calling scum?
Alright, that's for you to decide, not for me. I can't decide for you if you mischaven for it or not. If you cleaned it out and just can't get off all the pieces and you wish you could clean it out, then it's mischaven. Or if you're happy that it has those crumbs, then you are mischaven. So you're right, I don't have a click yet. I'm just taking the reason, playing it back. So yeah, you can't just use it easily. You have to know where to apply it. That's all. Kivager over here answers, and Kivager on the Shach, he says, Kivager on the Shach. Heavy not by not. Is that the Kivega? Yeah, Dalit. Heavy not by not. And he is Daiti Yishleima. The Nafkamina feel Bishle Choymeth, the Charif Bikar Shabasa. Even if you cooked vinegar, which is Charif, in a Kar Shabasa, the aim of Shum Nabanat, a Filachimutlachachu Gvina. So Kiveg is telling us another chiddush la'alacha, that if I eat a davar charif, I wear it's mevor and simet tzadivav, that there's no het of nabanat over there, says Kiveger, and this is where the Beis Meir holds also, that's the chiddush of the Ramah. Ramah is telling me that even if I cook the davar charif, but there's no nabanat, still mutter to eat afterwards. Gvina. What? The what? Yeah, same thing. Better or worse, same idea, right? There's another Teretz on Gabe with Zaya, right? Did you see that on the page? Thought I remember someone speaking out here, but I don't see it. That if, also if Zaya, also something was with Zaya from Basel, let's say, you won't have to wait. You won't have to wait after it's right. Oh, but that's not Shaykh Tovi yet, it's something else. Yeah.
Why is it?
Let's say I cooked a potato, part of a meichel. I cooked in an oven where there was meat, and they weren't touching each other, but there was liquid over there. Let's say it was a matzah of zeya, right? So, do I need to wait 6 hours if they eat that potato? So that's what's saying, though, you don't have to. Yeah? I have written Mishim Rav Neventzel. My Chavusa Yitzchak Winkler once asked Rav Neventzel. Rav Neventzel said no.
Why don't you have to wait?
Why don't you? I guess because... My guess is that it's not considered a tafshal shabasa. It's not considered a tafshal shabasa. There's no mamashas over there. The svaras don't apply. Right, even though we said by tafshal shabasa, also the svaras don't apply and still it's asati and cheesy afterwards. It's because over there it could be it's more shaykh the light plug. Because the tafshal shabasa is daima to the basa. But we had just got taste through Zeya, and you don't see the Tafshal Shabbos over here. It's not Daima. It's Basa. So on that day, we're in Gaisa.
It seems better than Kfar.
What?
Better than Kivager.
See, why is it better? Zeya is Eichlan's Kaichlan. Why?
Yeah, but
Well, like what I just said? Yeah. Why? Yeah. Yeah, same with a fleshiki zeh cholof. Same thing.
You're never gonna have zeh.
What?
You're probably never gonna have zeh.
Right. Fine. Okay. Tough. I think this, what is this? If not, we ever spoke about the dinner password of Moshe? I think we did when we went to the Alb, right? Okay, good. So then, Betzim, we're ready to start off test. The Chvedish, Chaydish, Chaydish Kislev. And, yeah? Okay, I'll have to check to see where we're holding. Save Blinada. Fine. Have you ever